Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Berrien Springs and Lawrence. WSJM's Academic Challenge features a scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the community room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. And Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake and the Cook Nuclear Plant. So first, let's meet the teams from Lawrence.
I'm Anthony Smith. I'm a junior.
I'm Lily Roosevelt. I'm a junior.
I'm Naomi Norris. I am also a junior.
I'm Dakota Thompson. I'm a senior.
And who's the captain tonight?
I am.
Okay, Naomi, and your coach?
Mindy Donovan.
All right. And on the other side, from Berrien Springs?
I'm Jennifer Chen. I'm a senior.
Colton Staub, senior.
Jacob Herman, a senior.
And who's the captain tonight? Colton, and your coach or coaches?
Codeine Britannica.
All right. So just remember, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. And remember, there's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein is going to be asking the questions. All right, you ready to get this started?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready? All right.
All right, here we go.
For 15 points. Napoleon I died in exile on the island of St. Helena. In which European nation did the deposed Emperor Napoleon III live his last years?
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Mexico.
Incorrect.
Lawrence. Anthony from Lawrence.
Italy.
Incorrect. It's England. And Mexico is not in Europe. For a math question for 20 points. Convert the following radian measure to degrees. 5 pi over 12.
And if you want to, can you one more time?
Convert the following radian measure to degrees. 5 pi over 12.
Anybody? Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
75 degrees.
That is correct.
And that was for
20 points. For 15 right. points, God. Name the largest organization of farmers and ranchers in the United States.
Lily from Lawrence.
The FFA.
That is correct. For 15 points. For 15 points, consider a chess king standing on the periodic table on chlorine. Name any two of the eight elements to which it can legally move.
Dakota from Lawrence.
Fluorine.
Any two.
Oh, fluorine and bromine.
That's correct.
For 15 points?
For 15 points. For 20 points, what word beginning with R is defined as all the unconsolated material at the Earth's surface, including the soil.
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Residue.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, your chance to steal. Lily from Lawrence.
Rubbish.
Just becoming that, but not yet. Incorrect. It's regolith. For 5 points, American consumers are eating more beef but wearing less what? Opting?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Leather.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, the oil industry is threatening repercussions against President Trump's policy of allowing more of what type of corn-based fuel to be used in gasoline?
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Ethanol.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, who won Video of the Year at the MTV Music Awards for You Need to Calm Down?
Lily from Lawrence.
Taylor Swift.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, a bachelorette, Hannah Brown, NFL and NBA stars, Ray Lewis and Lamar Odom, an aging supermodel, Christy aging? Christie Brinkley and Donald Trump's former press secretary, Sean Spicer, are among the contestants on the last season of what reality show?
Lily from Lawrence.
Dancing with the Stars.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, according to a story in the New York Times, scientists are toying with the idea of turning what basic chart learned in high school chemistry class upside down?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Periodic table.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, this popular diet restricts carb intake to less than 10% and limits...
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Keto diet.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, President Trump said he's looking into ending birthright citizenship, despite the fact that such a move would face imminent legal challenge and seems at odds with which amendment to the Constitution?
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
The 14th.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, President Trump tweeted a denial of the Axios story that he has repeatedly urged government officials to explore the idea of using what to weaken hurricanes before they reach the United States.
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Nuclear bombs.
Unfortunately, that is the correct answer. For 15 points, which Native American nation announced that it plans to appoint a delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives, asserting for the first time a right promised to the tribe in an almost 200-year-old treaty?
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Iroquois.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal or finish the question?
A treaty with the federal government.
Dakota from Lawrence.
The Cherokee.
That is correct for 15 points.
That's my bad.
And that's also correct. For 15 points, an Iranian oil tanker carrying 2.1 million tons of crude oil was delayed for days in what British territory in the Mediterranean on suspicion of breaching embargo actions against Syria, causing an international incident? We're looking for the British territory.
Everybody looks confused. Colton from Berrien Springs.
British Virgin Islands.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, a chance to steal. Dakota from Lawrence.
Sicily.
Incorrect. It was Gibraltar. Right at the mouth of the Mediterranean. For 15 points, identify the city in western Thrace on the Aegean Sea that King Philip of Macedonia founded in 357 BC. Time. Alexander the Great's father, and it's King Philip, and he founded Philippi. For 20 points, how are relatives and personal friends able to send mail to the president and his family without White House security putting in it?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Twitter.
Yeah, I am correct.
Lawrence, chance to steal. That's time.
The president gives selected individuals a code number that you put on the envelope, which makes it private. For 20 points, identify or name the tragedy by Euripides in which the title character gets revenge on Jason.
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Jason and the Argonauts.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, a chance to steal.
Yes.
Time.
It's Medea.
Last question.
For 15 points, literature is my utopia. No barrier of the senses shuts me out. This line is from her 1902 autobiography. Can you name her?
Lily from Lawrence.
Emily Dickinson.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, chance to steal. Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Helen Keller.
That is correct for 15 points.
That was so funny. Okay, so.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We're going to be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is 100-60. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 of them within the 60-second time limit. Remember that you're encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answer must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions that were unanswered. Lawrence, since you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these categories, which are father, spelling, lions and tigers. What do you choose, Naomi?
Spelling.
Spelling it is. All right, is there a setup to spelling?
I'm going to just give you to spell all the words beginning with an E.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first word.
Ebullience.
E-B-U-L-L. E-N-C-E.
Incorrect. Efficiency.
Okay. E-F-F. I-C-I-E-N-T-C-Y.
Correct. Egregious.
E, G,
R,
R, E,
D,
D,
I,
O,
U,
U,
S.
Incorrect. Eighth.
E, I, G, H, T, H.
Correct.
All right, yeah. And tie. It's time. It's two.
Two.
All right. That means that there was eight words weren't spelled. And your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first word.
Spell all of the words beginning with an E. Ebullience.
E-B-U-L-L-I-A-N-C-E.
Incorrect. It's an E instead of an A. Egregious.
E-G-R-E-G-I-O-U-S.
Correct. Emphasize.
E-M-P-H-A-S-I-Z-E.
Correct. Ephemeral.
Pass.
Oh, pass. I'm sorry. Equanimity.
E-Q-U-I-N-I-M-I-T-Y.
Incorrect. Equestrian.
E-Q-U-E-S-T-R-I-A-N.
Correct.
All right, that's time. Three. That's three. All right, you got three out of the eight, so that gives you an extra 30 points. And now it's your turn to choose which category out of the remaining two.
Yeah, I wanted the ebullience was E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-C-E, and equanimity was E-Q-U-A-N-I-M-I-T-Y.
All right. And out of the remaining two categories, Berrien Springs, either father or lions and tigers? What do you choose?
Lions and tigers.
Lions and tigers it is. And is there a setup to lions and tigers?
No, there isn't, except nobody picks the easiest category.
Father?
All right. And your time will start.
Are you
once
ready?
You read the first question.
Mythical Greek strongman killed the Nemean lion.
Hercules?
Correct. The Nittany Lions are the football team from what university?
Penn State.
Correct. Famed Egyptian statue with body of lion.
Sphinx.
Correct. 12th century English king called a lion-hearted.
Richard.
We need a specific.
The first.
Correct. World War I French premier, nicknamed the Tiger.
Pass.
He wrote Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright.
John Carpenter?
Incorrect. He accompanied Dorothy to the Emerald City.
The Cowardly Lion?
The Cowardly Lion?
Correct. He compared presidency to riding a tiger after succeeding Roosevelt.
Eisenhower?
Incorrect. Who wrote about the tiger in his Winnie the Pooh stories?
Go ahead and answer it.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Robin.
Incorrect.
All right, that's time. That means there's five fives. Yep. All right. Lawrence, there's five unanswered questions left for you for an extra possible 50 points. Your time is going to start once Bill reads the first question. Ready?
Mm-hmm. World War I French premier, nicknamed the Tiger.
Pass.
He wrote Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright.
E.E. Cummings.
William Blake. He compared presidency to riding a tiger after succeeding Roosevelt.
Coolidge.
Truman. Who wrote about tiger in his Winnie the Pooh stories?
Christopher Robbins.
A.A. Milne.
Oh.
Elsa, a real lion, inspired this book.
Frozen.
I'm sorry?
Frozen.
Elsa was one of the people. No, it was Born Free.
That's it.
Oh, no, they had to pass someone.
Oh, they passed
World War I French premier, nicknamed the Tiger.
Bob Johnson.
There we go.
If it would have been Johnson.
Well, that's the end of our 60-second
George
round.
George Clemenceau was the French president.
Well, that's the end of our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is 180 to 80 with Berrien Springs in the lead. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Lawrence. Lily, what's happening at Lawrence?
Well, we've got quite a bit going on, actually. So tomorrow we have a home basketball game, so we're very excited about that. On Saturday is the Sadie Hawkins formal. The sophomore class is putting that on. Next week is exam week, so pray for us. January 31st is snow coming, so we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be very fun. Our wrestling team is doing really well so far this season. They compete at Marcellus on Saturday. And this, we have a reminder for everybody that the women's march is on Saturday, so go out and march. And competitive cheer competes at Union City on Saturday. And it is Marina's birthday today.
Oh, birthday.
It's her golden birthday to boot. So happy birthday, Marina.
All right. And Berrien Springs, what's happening in the home of the Shamrocks?
So over at the home of the Shamrocks, winter sports are well underway. Boys and girls basketball are well into their seasons. Tomorrow, Bel Canto will be competing in Grand Rapids at a choir competition. Our BPA, Business Professionals of America's team, had 27 qualifying members going to state in March. I want to congratulate a close friend of mine, Jaywon So, for being accepted into the University of Pennsylvania. And our stadium construction is well underway, looking forward to a close finish in the fall. We want to thank our sponsors, Toyota, Signature Toyota, Lake Michigan College, Lakeshore Lancers, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, and News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we've got some substitutions on the Lawrence side. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Charlie, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Marina. I'm a sophomore.
And he needed Charlie in the last game. Nittany Lions shirt.
Yeah, no. Kind of regret wearing it.
All right. Well, let's start the 60-second round. And we'll start with the next question.
You ready?
Something like that.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
There you go. For 20 points, a storm caused by high-energy particles and intense radiation given off by the sun is called what?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Solar storm?
Incorrect.
Lily from Lawrence.
A sunstorm.
I'm sorry?
A sunstorm.
Incorrect. It's a magnetic storm. For 20 points, which Civil War battle was waged where the Potomac and the Shenandoah Rivers meet?
Marina from Lawrence?
The Battle of Gettysburg.
Incorrect.
Colton from Berrien Springs?
The battle where the two rivers meet.
Incorrect. It's Harper's Ferry, where John Brown was earlier disposed of. For 15 points, what European capital city is built on 14 islands that are connected by 50 bridges?
Marina from Lawrence?
Venice.
Incorrect. That was my first guess.
Berrien Springs, chance to steal. Jacob from Berrien Springs. Oh,
London.
Incorrect. The key there was capital. Venice is not a capital city. Yeah. It's Stockholm.
Oh, it's Sweden.
For 20 points, what city's aqueduct is one of the best preserved Roman relics in existence?
Charlie from Lawrence.
Rome.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Where I would have been.
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Athens.
Another good one, but incorrect. Segovia.
That one.
I guess we're laughing until I figured it was wrong.
Of course.
For 15 points. In the play Wallenstein, the hero is not aware of the plot on his life about which the audience has been informed. The hero says before going to bed, "I'm going to take a long sleep." This is an example of what kind of irony?
Dakota from Lawrence.
Dramatic irony.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, name the mountain man who discovered the Great Salt Lake in 1824.
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Davy Crockett.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, a chance to steal. Dakota from Lawrence.
Paul Bunyan.
Jim Bridger.
Nope.
For 20 points, Franz Joseph Haydn, the father of the symphony. How many did he write?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
9.
Incorrect.
Lily from Lawrence.
47.
Much closer, but it was 104.
I think we get the points, though.
For 15 points, the potato originated on which continent?
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Europe.
Incorrect.
Lily from Lawrence.
South America.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, in 1976, Spain transferred the administration of Spanish Sahara to two countries. Name either one.
Marina from Lawrence.
Morocco.
That is correct. Do you know the other one?
No.
What? Morocco is correct. You only need one. Mauritania is
yours for 20 points.
20 points. For 15 points, name any three of the seven deadly sins.
Dakota from Lawrence.
Lust, envy, and pride.
It's correct.
For 15?
Yes. And who was that, Jacob? Come back
down. Oh, that was Dakota.
Dakota.
And that was for 15 points?
15 points. For 15 points, Lake Sidney Lanier is named for a poet and a native son of what state?
Colton from Berrien Springs.
Maryland.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Lily from Lawrence.
Nebraska.
Incorrect. It's Georgia. Okay. Now, the next four questions are going to be finish the title. For 5 points, complete the title of this Tennyson poem, Flowers in the Crannied Blank.
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Brooke.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Lily from Lawrence.
Nook.
Wall. Now for 10 points, finish the title. What did 12-year-old Frankie Adams want to be a member of in the 1946 novel by Carson McCullers?
Jennifer from Berrien Springs.
Secret Boys Club.
He's correct.
Lily from Lawrence.
The Eagle Scouts.
All good guesses. The Wedding.
Close enough.
Finish the title for 15 points. Who are magnificent in Booth Tarkington's 1919 novel?
Lily from Lawrence.
Women?
Incorrect. But they're all magnificent.
Jacob from Berrien Springs.
We.
No, incorrect. It's the Magnificent Ambersons. Right. And now the last one for finish the title for 20 points. What sort of affairs did Alison Laurie chronicle in her 1985 Pulitzer Prize winner?
Marina from Lawrence.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, chance to steal. Colton from Berrien Springs.
Affairs of the Heart.
Incorrect. It was Foreign Affairs.
Oh, one more.
Final question. All right, here we go. For 20 points, President Grover Cleveland sent a former president as ambassador to Paraguay and to Uruguay. Can you name this ambassador? Former president.
Charlie from Lawrence.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, chance to steal. Jacob from Berrien Springs.
Ulysses S. Grant.
That is correct for 20 points.
All right, well,
good game, guys. Very good.
That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 205 to 145 is the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations, Berrien Springs. Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's academic challenge. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week as New Buffalo and St. Joseph go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.